you heard the beer and go. Roscoe, you there?
Yes, sir, Mr. Hound, I am here.
How you doing there, kid?
Pretty good.
You got at the guitar show?
Well, we were over at the guitar show, and it was so crowded that we had to bail. There's a lot of gear in there, and I didn't want to step on anybody's grill cloth. So we're over at the official bar of the New York Guitar Show, Brownies.
Hey, hey, hey.
We're thinking about having a red eye. You ever had a red eye?
What's that? Is that what the
Texas thing? It's a Texas thing.
Oh, that's not hard cider and something else?
No, it's beer with tomato juice.
Oh, have one for me, Roscoe.
Dan, you sound positively high fidelity.
Thank you. I've been working on it.
Yeah, I've got the red eye actually.
Right, the hound.
Yeah.
Popeye hound.
Oh.
So, what's
Sally, I barely recognized you with your foul weather gear on.
Oh, I know. That's my camouflage.
You're all buttoned up.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, she's unbuttoned considerably since we've stepped inside.
Uh-oh.
She was sewing her straps up before.
So, we're over at Brownies, the guitar show, which is on today and tomorrow at 440 East,
12th Street,
in between A and 1st. Is kind of happening this year. Not a lot of sunbursts, but what I'd say the real deal going this year is there's a lot of amps down there for reasonable money.
Oh, yeah?
There's a lot of overpriced guitars, including the guy who, to me, has the finest vintage shop that I've ever seen in the whole world of all my travels. This place, Axe in Hand from DeKalb, Illinois, where I bought a lot of stuff that's right near my home base of Batavia. He's there, and he's got the whole that balcony stage area.
Wow.
But it's pretty happening, and including one of the finest deals I've ever seen. There's quite a few reasonably priced super reverbs, you know, 65s. There's a guy who's got Silvertone Twin 12s in the box for under $250, brand new, 25 years old.
Wow.
You know, it's pretty happening.
Neil Young had one of those Silvertone doubles when we saw him at the World that time.
Right, when he was doing his blues schmooze.
Yeah.
But that one, his was a special model. It was actually, it was the same head as the Twin 12, only with six 10s in the bottom. Count them. Six.
All right. Hey, what do you got going on in the background there?
Well, we got Roy Clark and who is these other guys?
Roy Clark is there?
Bill Trent. Buck Trent. It's sort of a, you know, it's sort of a, it's a bluegrass Yngwie type thing.
Scary.
It's happening, you know. So that's kind of today's vibe. I'm trying to remember if there's any other stuff. What else is going on? What's out there?
Rain, mud, the smell, the darkness.
You guys must have high listenership today, being bad weather.
Yeah. They're calling in from all over today.
It's what we pray for.
Oh, by the way, Bob Turner called and said her name was Fanny Fox, and Fanny Fox can now be found on the corner of 4th Avenue and 10th Street in Manhattan.
So where does that relate to?
We were trying to remember the name of various women that the government can put to work, and since the government now took over the Mustang Whorehouse in Reno.
I saw that on some 60 Minutes type show that was on last night.
Yeah, so all these big politicos can put their backdoor mamas to work.
Right.
Help save the government from its $1 trillion debt.
Well, they ought to just put Mustang Ranches in franchises.
Yeah, really.
McDonald's.
Have you seen the McDonald's all the way down by Wall Street that has like a doorman with tails and gloves, and they serve espresso and stuff like that?
No, but I read about one which is a Pioneer McDonald's that has they have no paper products in the place. All your food is served on plates that get washed, and jukeboxes and stuff like that.
Ooh.
It was kind of like that one that I was in Sweden that had the wooden paneling all over the place. That was kind of nice.
Yeah, really?
Well, I knew where I was in the right place when I saw the McDonald's garbage two blocks away everywhere. So what else is the vibe, I'm thinking? Well, I'm a happier guy than I've been in the last few days.
Yeah, me and the Meister were worried about you there, Sco.
Well, you know, my mind was troubled.
Well, we can tell, but I'm glad to hear you're all right.
Yeah, I'm feeling better.
Good deal.
So, Well, we hope to see you this evening. This will be the official bar of the New York Guitar Show. And there will also be reception for the two pretty French girls, Pom and Sylvia, at 7 o'clock. Okay. Maybe you guys can make the tail end of that.
At the Space of Chase, Wild Kingdom, and Ramones at Ritz. The Senders are at CBGB's, and Ray Charles is at the Blue Note.
Oh, cool.
Choose your poison.
Oh. And some dick in the remote.
Oh, that's next week.
That's
next week. Mr. Thing's playing here next week.
Hey,
Big Jump is playing.
Did you see your booch?
He's right here. Would you like a word with him?
Put him on.
Here you go.
Yo, what up?
What did you choose for your acronym cocktail, Bruce?
Well, I've had three harps and a complimentary shot of like some kind of peppermint schnapps, I guess.
It's pretty
nice. It's good for the breathing.
Your usual, you mean?
Yeah, right.
So how are things at the guitar show? You working hard?
I'm with Roscoe on this one. Yeah, I am working hard, but it's more like a sleep deprivation experiment than anything else, Dick, right? You know, I get there at 6:45 and like I have to, you know, especially after 2 days of doing you know what, it's a little hard to handle, but...
What?
Work.
Well, because my legs hurt, man, and I got to, like, sort of... You ever see that movie Midnight Express, the Turkish prison movie?
Where they're whopping the guy across the feet?
Well, no. You know, when he winds up in, like, the insane asylum in the end, and they're all walking around and around and around, right? And I keep walking the other way, and they keep, like, sort of patting me on the back and going, no, the other way.
Ooh.
It's a little peculiar. The floor space is at a premium, folks. You know, you potential shoppers out there, floor space is at a premium. But Roscoe's word goes, man. The amp thing is happening, and it's all pretty cool, you know? Nobody's carved anybody else up yet, so...
Well, if you see a reasonably priced super champ, you might want to leave it out on the sidewalk for me. We'll drive
what I can
by.
Do. I don't know. I see a lot of, like, really super fine late 60s, like, Placid Blue Fender Telecaster-type items, and I'm really starting to, like, try to think about maybe starting some kind of incident to sufficiently distract the owners to, you know, liberate them.
Maybe you'll see the one you lost.
Hey, what do you got for the vibe for the VOM set, man?
We couldn't figure it out. You know, we do have this A-Bones tape from last week, but we haven't had a chance to listen to it.
Don't run that out unpreviewed. You don't have Eldorado hanging around, do you?
No. My copy of Eldorado's at Roscoe's house. I think what we're going to do is we're going to skip the VOM and do a sanctified guitar evangelism.
How about it, huh? Indeed. Yeah. Roscoe recommends Love and Only Love from the new Neil. I just advise you all and like the radio listeners everywhere not to spook the horse, okay?
Okay, Bruce.
Clear enough? I gotta go.
Aloha.
Later, Bruce.
Dude, I love that laugh.
It's a good cackle. You gotta love it.
Yeah.
So, I've got not too much to add to that. I just long for the days when we used to make the sound at the end of the Vibe Report.
Yeah, right.
Didn't you cart that up?
Huh? Yeah, but I couldn't get it on a cart. Yeah, I gotta get it on a cart.
Okay, well, on the count of three, jam.
Aloha, Roscoe.
1, 2, 3.
That's it. State of the Vibe Report from our boy Roscoe.